7 framed out wooden facades and decals of picket fences and bubbles have transformed empty gallery space into a kind of neighborhood, one that welcomes others to move in and make themselves at home. Subdivision is the creation of artists Allison Locker and Steve Robinson. Working in collaboration, the pair were invited to the University Galleries to explore even further the possibilities of not only working together, but of inviting other artists to build upon and reinvent the space full of facades. Locker and Robinson have opened the door for specially invited artists to create within their original installation. Jason Judd, curator of the show, says over 6 weeks, the artists will respond and become a part of Subdivision with free public events Friday evenings at the galleries.
In a sense, move in to the neighborhood, you know, if you want to make that. So it's an exhibition that they are artists and they are at the same time curators that kind of blur the lines between the two.
Okay, Allison and Jeff, tell me what inspired you to do Subdivision.
Well, Jeff and I had worked on 3 projects before this.
We teach and work at the University of Illinois in Springfield. Part of what we do there is together we run the university's visual arts gallery. And then we also co-run, along with a team, alternative gallery space called Demo Project in Springfield. And so more and more we find our roles as curators informing what we do as artists. And I think you could say the same in the other direction, that being artists certainly affects or impacts the way we think about curating. Now with this project, we're looking to intentionally muddy those lines or blur those distinctions between authorship, between what it means to curate, what it means to make work, and to allow those things to maybe come together. And so the idea was to create a show, to create an environment, a space where that sort of component, that environment is ours, the house, the fence, and then to, as part of our work, invite artists to come in and engage or respond to that environment that we've created. So it seemed very appropriate to think about housing structures, to think about what it means for artists to come together, a type of community that gets established. We think a lot about relationships as important to our work, relationships that we forge with our community, with people that come in and see work, but also with other artists that we work with. So we're standing right next to Selena Trepp's work. She's one of the first artists to come in to sort of quote-unquote move into the subdivision and respond to our forms, which she's done in a very unique way, and every other artist will do that in their own way. But then at that moment, what happens is her work also part of our work. Certainly our work now becomes part of her work, so those distinctions get complicated.
Jason, tell me about Selena and what she's contributed here.
Selena is a Chicago-based artist, and when you come in, you see that she works in a wide variety of media, being a collage, kind of messy element that's sculptural. There are 2 framed photographs and an animation. What's really interesting is that she also brought these homemade balls that are spheres that are wrapped in saran wrap with studio debris, right? So they're art themselves, and you're encouraged to kick them around. During the opening, you know, people were playing some type of like indoor
art soccer,
you know? The variety of ways to engage, I think, span from a social kind of prompt as kicking a ball, as collaboration between Jeff and Allison and between these artists. So having Selena here really sets a tone that it's not only performance, but there's socially engaged work that is very physical that you can kick some art in the gallery.
Allison, as an artist, as a curator, as a creator with this piece, you really have to not let your ego take center stage when you're inviting other people to come and contribute.
That's right, and that's something that Jeff and I are happy to surrender. Collaboration and crossover is just something that comes naturally to us.
Jason, is it at all unusual for artists to collaborate like this?
There's a long history of collaborating, and I think that there's a sense of unity, and there's a sense of shared responsibility and ideas, where, you know, even when artists get together and talk about individual ideas, they're somehow collaborating, right? And it's just a next natural step to say, why don't we try this together? I believe that artists love ideas. They feed off of each other's energy, and it's kind of liberating to share that with somebody instead of just kind of living in your own head all the time.
Well, with regards to subdivision, Allison and Jeff, what are you ultimately hoping to achieve with this? What's the big imprint you want to leave with subdivision and working with these other artists?
Well, we want to shine a light on regional artists and see what happens when we bring a greater regional community to Central Illinois. And we're excited about the unpredictable nature of the exhibition. We just want to see where it goes and what happens from here. Because now it's really the artists that steer things.
I hope that it is a project and that it's an experience for those that come and see the work and to see how it continually unfolds. To be at once challenged, I think it's good when visual art can challenge preconceived notions about what you think art is, how it can function, its social impact. So I hope it's certainly challenging to people that come and see the work. But at the same time, and this is where I hopefully will be able to say that the show is a success, I hope that it is at once challenging but also very inviting, that the playful sense of it, the ability to kick around some art soccer balls, exactly, or to engage an artist in a more playful, unintimidating environment, I think that will really ultimately be what I'm hoping to achieve with the show.
The artists invited to collaborate and creatively put down roots in subdivision include not only Selena Trepp, but Andy Roche, Amanda Bowles, Alejandro T. Acerto, and Aaron Hayden, whose work layers whimsy, butterflies, and purple nail polish over a hard, sparkly nut of cultural criticism. Hayden is originally from the Chicago area. Robinson and Locker, familiar with her work, invited her to contribute to Subdivision. And as a graduate of Illinois State University, the artist says she feels like she's come home as she sets up her installation called Pretty Feelings Among the Wooden House Facades.
I want to go home. You won't be my best friend ever, 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 ever. I forgot why I was mad, but I still don't want to talk to you.
I was a little bit nervous that they would be okay with, you know, me painting large butterflies on the walls. And,
but they already had large bubbles on the walls, so I think it would be a nice augmentation there.
Right, definitely. And they're pretty excited about it, too. So, and I know their sensibilities, so it's kind of a privilege of mine to know, like, how they work as well, to sort of know that they are encouraging of me to work in my magic as well. So,
how would you describe your sensibility?
I was just talking with Kendra Pates recently, and she mentioned that you know, I've been working sort of fearlessly, and that really sort of hit home. And I've been really trying to sort of make work and make it sort of humorous, but at the same time strong, and very obviously girl power in this way. So yeah, big toenails, painted sparkle. It's at one point powerful for a woman, but at the same time sort of critical of sort of the pressures that we have to sort of look beautiful at the same moment. So
you're sort of embracing it and criticizing it at the same time?
Exactly, yeah. I love who I am and I love how I grew up, but at the same time, you know, there's some sort of ridiculousness about it too, you know, like having to paint your toes sparkly or purple and then at the same time no one ever sees them unless it's the summertime.
Yeah. And you're dressed from head to toe in purple, so you are definitely a part of this installation.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a performance, so you know, I consider myself sort of part of the work. Yeah, I'm going to be reading some writing through a microphone while the video is playing, sort of to the person that I'm painting their toes or hands, and yeah, it's sort of going to be a dialogue in this way, and at the same time sort of a funny conversation that of asking whether or not they want nails painted or toes.
Give sparkles a chance. Silver or purple?
You start on this magic.
Do your nails fill you with hope? That color looks so good on you. Have a wonderful evening.
Super.
What do you hope they're going to get out of it?
I hope that they at least get sort of a sense that there is something underlying all of this basic falsehood in the way that we try and decorate ourselves. Basically, I'm sort of interested in sort of getting down to the root of the truth and dealing with relationships of when you're young and wanting to be best friends with someone. There's something like sort of deep down where you're just like wanting to be loved, and I'm sort of wanting that feeling that we sort of get when we're wanting to be connected but at the same time feeling generic with all of these sort of statements we sort of put out.
Erin, how do you see your work as fitting in with the work of the other artists who have been invited to be a part of this exhibition?
Actually, right next to me, Selena Trepp, her piece is very colorful, and her sensibility is something that I admire, and I'm really excited to be right next to her and sort of responding. I think the color sort of goes back and forth, and then and also the way that her work seems to be very geometric and at the same time sort of painterly is something that I'm sort of bringing out as well.
So since you're part of an exhibition called Subdivision, what would be the name of the street that your installation would be on?
Oh, that's a good question. Friendship Avenue. It would be.
Yeah. That's artist Erin Hayden, along with creators/curators Allison Locker and Jeff Robinson, and ISU Galleries curator Jason Judd. Subdivision welcomes artist Thad Kelstad on March 24th at 7 p.m., and Melissa Oreski and Zach Berger on the 31st at 7. The show runs through April 2nd. I'm Laura Kennedy.